News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, has received over $2 million worth of less lethal equipment from the United States government. The donation includes retractable batons, pepper spray, handcuffs, and utility belts. National Security Minister Peter Bunting says the donation follows a commitment made by the U.S. government in 2012 to provide the equipment.
We are very grateful. 7,000 kits is first tranche of 3-5. And another 3,500 to 4,000 coming, I believe, to bring us up to 7,000 or 7,500 will be sufficient to equip most of our frontline police personnel. And I'm assured that it's not just the fact that we're getting the kits, but that they are of very high quality.
Mr. Bunting was addressing the launch of the Less Lethal Force Train the Trainer course at the National Police College in Twickenham Park, St. Catherine, Thursday. The National Housing Trust, NHT, has committed $173 million towards the completion of a special plan and development order for Jamaica. Chairman Easton Douglas made the announcement during a public lecture and exhibition at the agency's New Kingston corporate office recently.
If you don't have the spatial plan, you will not have a vision. And if you don't have spatial planning, you cannot have orderly and progressive development. You cannot have what is expected for the future. And it is not static. As soon as you finish a plan, it needs to be revised because things change. What we have not done over the years is to be revising our plans for the benefit of the people. And as a result, you see all over the island some ad hoc development, some undesirable development.
Mr. Douglas says the spatial plan must be regularly revised and updated to guide development. Ground has been broken for the construction of a $22.9 million auditorium at the Brownstown High School in St. Anne. Speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony, Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites applauded the efforts of the principal and board of directors for their continued commitment to transforming education in Jamaica. Meanwhile, the Education Minister says he's aware of the difficult circumstances in which Brownstown High operates, but is heartened by the innovations which have been applied in the building of a new block of classrooms, which was opened recently. Reverend Thwaites says the ministry did not contribute to the building of the new classroom block, but will be making a significant financial donation towards the auditorium's construction. Principal of Brownstown High School, John Alson Ferreria, says preliminary construction work on the auditorium is expected to start within the next few weeks, and it should be ready when the 2014-2015 school leaving exercise is held next June. Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Paulwell is again warning persons not to steal the computer tablets being provided to students as part of the government's $1.4 billion pilot Tablets in Schools project. He made the call Wednesday as he revealed that a device that was recently stolen has been recovered.
These tablets have special features so we can track them. Once they are turned on, if you steal them, we're going to find you. And we can also disable them so they are of no use to anybody who is not legitimately authorized to use them.
The Tablets in Schools pilot program, being implemented by eLearning Jamaica Limited, is benefiting 24,000 students in 38 institutions island-wide. And Jamaicans are being assured that an adequate supply of table eggs will be available for the festive season. President of Jamaica Egg Farmers Association, JEFA, Roy Baker, says there will also be no significant increase in price. He adds that the projection for December is 13.2 million eggs, more than enough to meet the increased demand during this time of the year.
Our projection at this time is that in the year 2014, that we should produce about 130 million eggs for the year. And from our experience, the market would be comfortable with somewhere around 11.5 to 12 million eggs for December. There should be no shortage at all.
Mr. Baker says the traditional shortage of the product over the Christmas period will not be evident this year due to better management of the industry. Those are some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.